House Bill 772 calls for welfare and food stamp applicants and recipients to take drug tests if a state caseworker has a, quote, reasonable suspicion the person is using drugs. On the House floor Monday, bill sponsor Greg Morris, a Republican from Vidalia, was asked to define reasonable suspicion.
If I'm at a quickie store and it's 11:30 at night and a 30-year-old Trans Am pulls up with hubcaps missing, the guy gets out with sunglasses on and goes by three frozen burritos and puts them in, I'm reasonably suspecting he's high.
Democrats raised Fourth Amendment concerns of illegal search and seizure. In 2012, state lawmakers passed similar legislation that required drug testing for all welfare recipients, but court decisions have kept it from being implemented. Representative Mary Margaret Oliver of Decatur said the latest proposal ignores decades of court rulings and inevitably would be overturned.
There is a 100% chance that it will be challenged in court and a 100% chance that it cannot be sustained by any court.
The House passed the bill 107-66. Jonathan Shapiro, WABE News.